Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on raising consciousness from a sound and vibrational perspective. And our intention is that everybody listening and everybody on the planet is able to use whatever tools, especially the tools of sound, to be able to raise their consciousness, ascend, and go to that place of complete oneness and complete bliss. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Our next open house is actually not till December 10th, and it's from 1 to 6 p.m. It's a day where we go through all the different aspects of how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And also, we do a lot of sound meditations. We play bowls. We do a lot of voice work. We also put people on sound tables and sound lounges. And you get to play in the store with all of our instruments. And it's really a great time, even if you're not interested in classes. And that's December 10th, Sunday, December 10th, from 1 to 6. We also have our next semester starting January 24th, and that's a 3.5-month certificate program. And if you want to continue, you can go right into the Sound Healing Associate's Degree Program. And it's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights, and some weekends. And it's really profound. It's all about all the different ways of using sound with voice and crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, all the technologies, I mean, everything there is in the field. And it's with a wide range of different instructors. So it's about really getting you very, you could say it's a lot of healing, but it's also a lot of getting you in the zone, so you can transmit these higher vibrations to yourself or to anybody you might work on. That goes right into the associate degree if you want to continue, where we do more practice, you really become a master at it. And we also do some research and have you get more into different aspects of consciousness and how to use all the different vibrations for many different aspects, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have those programs online, and those start about every 2 weeks. Looks like I got a call coming in from someone else. Okay, no, I canceled it. Okay, so we've got the online program. The next one, online program, starts on, on November, I think it's actually November 9th and the 23rd, you can start. So it starts about every 2 weeks whenever we have a new instructor start. So works really well online too with live instructors. We do toning, chant, and mantra. We did a whole class where we found everybody's soul note, their home note today in class. And it's very effective if you can't make it here. You know, it actually works quite well. And if you can't do the class at the times we have, which are 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays and 10 a.m. on Saturdays, you can always watch the videos. Or you can watch the videos for the whole course and we can do check-ins as well. You can also do a combination where you come here occasionally and do the classes that are best done here and do the rest online. We also have the summer intensive in the summer, which is 10 days in June and 10 days in August as well, if you wanted to come out and do that. We actually have our second semester intensive in January and in the end of February as well. They're going to be, and with any of these, you can take individual classes. For example, this semester we've got the Resonant Connections class with Randy Masters, which is 7 classes, and it's all about how all about frequency and vibration, but he also gets into sacred geometry and color and how it all works together to form the matrix of consciousness. Randy's really cool. We also have the Sound of Love class still coming up. You can do, which is, I think, December 2nd and 3rd. Yeah. And we also have a relationship class coming up on Sunday the 3rd from a couple from Florida that's been touring, working, doing workshops on relationships. See, we also have our audio recording classes. We've got them online and at the Institute. The Institute version starts again January 24th also. And you learn how to run Pro Tools or whatever we teach is applicable to all programs, though. So you could be using any program. And you learn how to record, mix, and produce, how to create binaural beats to entrain the brain into brainwave states, how to work with frequencies. And we even have you create a project based on your soul note, the rhythm of your soul note. And so it's very, very cool. Even if you already know programs, it's a cool way to really take it to the whole next level. I actually wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording called The Art of Mixing, besides the main book in the field of sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and also the book The Art of Producing. So it's a good combo that you'll learn about in the recording classes. So those are our different classes and events coming up. We also have our therapy center where we do a lot of the treatments online where we can find your soul note. We'll actually do it over a webcam and I'll play each of the 12 notes and find which note makes you the most peaceful. And we also do voice analysis where we look for what note is missing. We're also we're just given the program by the woman who created it. She's donating it basically to our research foundation. So we're going to be selling that for a much cheaper price than before in case you wanted to use the voice analysis program in your practice. We're also developing a whole range of things to put in a sound chamber if you want to develop a sound room at your home or at a business. And we're going to be developing sound chambers as well, which will be outdoor facilities, which is like the King's Chamber with a dodecahedron around that and an octahedron around that. So a lot of interesting things happening. We also sell sound lounges and sound tables, which are the most effective of all. It's my favorite thing to do in all of sound healing is get on the sound table and be vibrated into bliss. We also have different technologies. We've got Don Estes Portico that resonates your intention out to you with sound and light. We've got we've got the iCube, which is an actual three Tesla-like coils wrapped around nine inert noble gases that put out frequencies through scalar waves. It's actually scalar waves monitor modulated by different frequencies of love and oneness, and it's really effective, really powerful unit. All of this is on our site at soundoflove.com. By the way, we're going to have a new site in about a week or so that will be much more detailed with more products, so you can also check back. Oh, the other big thing right now is we're having a sale right now. From 10 to 20% off in everything in the store, including the crystal harp and crystal lyre that we've got. So you can check it all out at soundoflove.com, and it's just till Monday for the sale. Okay. If you want to contact us, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486. You know, it's interesting when we talk about raising consciousness with sound. I used to have a partner years ago, and she said, "What the hell does that mean, raising consciousness?" You know, because it's kind of a little woo-woo, right? But it's interesting because there's many different perspectives on what raising consciousness is. And I can give you my perspective and talk about other people's perspectives too. I'll try to give you a wide perspective today on the show. You know, I often think of it from four different perspectives, and that's physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, which is the basis of my book as well. Okay. Physically, when we're talking about raising consciousness, first let me say this. Raising consciousness is not so much about raising your vibration. It's more about stable vibration. We've talked about this quite a bit. It's all about stable vibration. The most basic component of all sound healing, the basis of all sound healing, is getting a stable vibration as opposed to a chaotic vibration. A chaotic vibration is like fear, ah, or anger, ah, or anxiety, ah, or stress, ah, or pain, ah, right? Versus a stable vibration, which is all the vowels. Right? It's also most of the instruments in sound healing. Crystal bowls, right? Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, just about every instrument. There's a few instruments we use in sound healing that are not that stable to break up stuck energy. Like the gong is a little less, it's a little bit chaotic. It's actually quite a bit chaotic, and it's good for breaking up stuck energy, but still it rings in a stable fashion. But there's some instruments that are more for breaking up stuck energy. For the most part, it's all about stable energy, because when the body is healthy, every cell, every part of the body is vibrating consistently. So it's really about stability and getting every part of the body physically vibrating consistently. Again, that's what the body is doing when it's healthy. It's not doing, ah, it's doing in every cell. It's vibrating consistently. That is the definition of health. And so if we want to resonate it into health, which allows you to access higher states of consciousness, because if you're in pain or you're dealing with all types of stuff in the body or illnesses, it's much harder to access higher states of consciousness. Not that you can't do it, but it is much harder quite often. Even, you know, not getting enough sleep or things like that, or even being hungry can do it. So it's all about getting that stable vibration. Now, you can just do it generally, where you can do an overall physical healing based on positive vibrations and consistent tones, or you can get really specific, where you can say, okay, what's the frequency of your liver? Or what's the frequency of bones? Or what's the frequency of nerves? And then you can vibrate them back into their natural frequency. We're still waiting, actually not waiting, but we're still working on the research foundation to actually be able to start researching this. Looks like we have some philanthropists that are now going to be supporting our research foundation so we can start doing some really serious work to map out all of the different frequencies within the body so we can resonate them into their own natural healthy vibration. We have the Genome Project in our research foundation. If you go to Genome, that's GeneOM.com, you'll see it where we're mapping out every frequency in every part of the body, right? So you can have the template of perfection and put it in your iPhone, right? Okay, so that's physically getting everything vibrating consistently at where it's at, meant to vibrate at. And that way it can transmit energy, receive energy, and allow flow, because it's really the flow of energy through the body that is really the essence of health. Okay. So that's the physical. I mean, if you got pains, it's like many frequencies. You can use tuning forks. We've got the bass pod to actually put frequencies physically on the body. We have CDs you can play on the body with headphones. And that's very effective. I mean, it actually surprises me every time how effective they are. Not to mention the sound table and sound lounge. But then there's the whole aspect of brainwave entrainment. Brainwave entrainment can help you with sleep, right? If you tune a rhythm to delta, which is between 0.5 and 4 cycles per second, which is like wah, 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 and you tune that delta to you, it can be really effective for helping you go to sleep and for actually going into a state of meditation where it feels like you've slept. And we've got CDs for sleep, and we can also actually tune those CDs to you and make them even more effective. So that's one aspect of brainwave entrainment. Another is getting you into theta, which is 4 to 8 cycles per second. Ma, 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 right? That's really good for getting you into the zone. When you're one with the universe, you're in theta. So we can entrain you into this creative state, very creative state, in case you want to do any creative work. And again, it's great if you tune it to you. So the theta is tuned to your natural rhythm. Right? And we can find that note as well in our, that's we do one of those assessments. So also, if you want to be present, which is the ideal state for learning, we can entrain you into alpha with a rhythm. It's a faster rhythm. Na 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 na. Right? And we can tune that to you and get you into a really profound state of presence where information comes in the best. So it's the best state for learning. It's also the best state for sports, where you're really alert but relaxed. We can also entrain your brain into beta in case you want to do processing or thinking. So, and that's a very fast rhythm. We can tune it to you, and that helps get rid of ADD. In fact, can totally get rid of ADD. It's very effective. We can also entrain you into gamma, which is a super high state of meditation, and subdelta. They found that Dalai Lama-trained meditators go into super high and super low at the same time. So we can entrain you into both of those and get you into that high state of meditation, which is would be higher consciousness, right? Okay, so that's brainwave entrainment, entraining the brain, which is really the central processor for your whole nervous system, into coherent, consistent vibrations that are natural for different functions, for different things you do throughout the day. Okay, the next one is to higher, I mean, a lot of people talk about higher consciousness is clearing out stuck emotions and transforming negative beliefs. Clearing out stuck emotions is really powerful. Any grief or anger or anything, even from past lives, that gets stored in you cellularly or in your muscles. And again, it's all about stable vibration. So it's about resonating. First of all, it's about breaking up. There's two ways you can go. You can break up the blockages, so you can even resonate and make the sound of it, like, ah, you know, and let it go. Or you can resonate the higher vibrations, like, instead of running fear, you know, just do love. There's a lot of emotions like fear and anxiety that you don't really need to release or even address, I don't think. I mean, we don't want to make the sound of anxiety or fear, right? We want to go just straight to love. There's other emotions, if you're resisting them, especially sadness or grief, that you really want to sink into them, where you really want to actually meet them and actually get into them, and at least briefly, right? So So let's actually listen to a song that is about letting go of fear. It's called Overcoming Fear. And this was created with the intention of overcoming fear and basically going into love. So set your intention. We'll do active listening. Set your intention. And you can think about any fears you have that you can now transform and let go of with this song. Okay, enjoy. Thank you. You know, I think that there's one important aspect of working with emotions. I think one of the biggest problems that we have, I see a lot of people, including myself sometimes, especially when tired or hungry or stressed, is being able to transmute emotions. So, you know, you might be stuck in fear, or you might be stuck in grief over a relationship or over someone dying, or you might be stuck in sadness or deep, you know, depression over the state of the world, you know, goodness gracious, it's a mess, right? Or any emotion that lasts more than a half hour, I think then it can really be a problem. I think emotions are not meant to last too long. Although grief might be, you know, more like, I think grief might be at least a week, you know. So, but the tricky part is when you get stuck in it. And I think often the trick is, I mean, some people run love. I think it's really important to bring in your manifestation power, to bring in that part of your system that is really powerful. As many spiritual leaders say, we're way more powerful than we think. And it's really, I think of one way to do with it, and it's actually being in your power. It's really about cutting through with full power. And a good way to do that is with sound. So say you're actually, I mean, sometimes you need to feel your feelings, right? But again, not for long. I mean, if you're starting to really, if it's starting to affect your health, which I think after an hour, it is starting to affect your health, it's time to let go and really become less attached to that emotion and let it go. But sometimes that takes, you know, I think of it as no fooling around, as being completely like this. So it's like we're going to cut. So if I want to cut through some difficult emotion, it could be a really loud. I'm going to get really loud. Let me demonstrate. A really powerful loud sound like this. Warning, warning. I'm going to get loud. Okay. Whoa! Right? Or, ah! And really cut through it. It's like the Dalai Lama or Buddhism says, you really have to be disciplined and not let these lower, I mean, this stuff of lower emotions and patterns really take over. You really have to be in your power and say, no, I'm only going to allow higher vibrations here now. I'm only going to allow love and light. I am not going to, and do not fool around, you know, be in your power and overcome these lower emotions if they're really getting hurt. That's tricky if you haven't slept well and you're really worn out or not feeling well. It is tricky, but it's still the key because you can be in your power without a lot of energy. Okay. That's tricky, but I feel that's like one of the most important aspects because I think we get overwhelmed by stuff, and that's like, you know, I mean, that causes a lot of diseases right there when we're not in our power. Okay, so that's the emotional aspect. Oh, there's also the component I mentioned as far as transforming negative beliefs. This one is probably the biggest. I mean, the main belief is we are not super high spiritual beings. Those are spiritual masters. We are not these spiritual masters. We are not, you know, I'm just like a lowly human. Goodness gracious. We are incredibly powerful. And that belief system is so rampant in our society. It's really about resonating that. Any negative beliefs, as we've done in many of the shows here, is you can just turn it around backwards and make the sound of it. So I am really powerful and very profound spiritual being, running love and light and boundaries if you have to, right? Completely compassionately. And we make the sound of that. Kind, a kind being. Okay, so we got the physical part, the mental part, and the emotional part. Then there's the spiritual part. This is the fun one. First of all, the most basic aspect, I think, of the spiritual component, I mean, you can divide this into many ways, right? But just the way I've divided it in my book is the spiritual component is, first of all, it's about running more gratitude, which is really, really simple. I mean, if you haven't done your gratitude list, oh my God, make a gratitude list. You know, I've got a really cool YouTube video. If you do a search, you can do a search for even in Google, the sound of gratitude, and it will come right up. It's got the kitty cats on it, little kittens. And it goes through all the different things we can be grateful for, but you can make your own list. You know, also I have to tell you on that list, there's one I left out. And that is, I've never been hungry my entire life, other than not being able to get back from a hike in time, or get to the store in time, or fasting, right? It's the only time I've ever been hungry. I've never been hungry my entire life. And there are millions of people that can't say that and that are starving right now. If you ever want just a basic gratitude, right there's a really good one, right? So that's good, to run more gratitude and run it with sound. Go ahead and if you want, make a sound of gratitude. Whenever you make a sound with an emotion, it gets it into your body deeper. And affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, right? And it also sends that vibration more powerfully out to the world, as opposed to just running gratitude to actually make a sound with it, okay? Or run more compassion. Tune into that energy of Kuan Yin. Tune into that energy of the Dalai Lama, having compassion for the Chinese government. Tune in to that energy of those guys that were doing a whole tour of Israel and Palestine, where they'd had their whole family killed. And they were going into schools and saying, if anybody has reason for anger, it is us. But we're here to tell you that forgiveness and compassion are the only answer. Otherwise, there's going to be many more in pain like us. Run more compassion, and run compassion with sound, compassion for yourself as well. Run more love. Just run love. Just do it for fun. Make the sound of it. Make a sound with me now. Bring love into your heart and make the sound of it. Just run more love. Learn how to run universal love, too. We've done quite a few shows on that. It's very cool. When you can run universal love, it's infinite. It's infinite and indescribable, right? That's very cool. Run more joy. Okay, think of the last time you were in a state of joy. Go back. Feel that. Make the sound of that. So run these higher emotions. I think of it as like being on the road. I mean, you could be on a roller coaster instead of grief or pain and fear and anxiety. It could be on the roller coaster of gratitude, compassion, love, and joy, right? Right. Or I often think of it this way. Go into bliss. And when you come back, go to gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then go back to bliss. That's the coolest roller coaster. Bliss and gratitude, bliss and gratitude, bliss and gratitude. Right? Very cool. Right? But the next step of higher consciousness spiritually is connecting to your soul. There's many spiritual leaders, especially Alice Bailey, that talks about reconnecting to your soul and getting soul information is really critical. She talks about building the Antahkarana bridge to your soul from your personality, from your physical, mental, and emotional bodies to your soul. I believe your soul is the most peaceful, calm, still place there is. I don't believe your soul ever needs healing. I think it's a frequency that is the essence of you that is connected to source and carries all your past life information of everything you've learned. But the core of it, that frequency, is just as peaceful and stable as ever. And it's just sitting there going, what are you doing now to bring me away from spirit, right? So when you can reconnect to that frequency, because everything's a vibration, your soul has to be a vibration. When you connect to that frequency, then you can really access not only that peace, profound peace, but access your soul purpose. Access also all the information in the universe, since your soul is connected to all of it. You know all, just like the Dalai Lama, just like Tibetan lamas, just like the shaman who can sing the medicine of a plant, and you get the medicine that way, right? So it's really all about connecting to that frequency. So you can listen for that frequency. We do an assessment here where we play each of the 12 notes, but you can also just listen for that depth, that deep peace in you that is always there, always there. Barbara Brennan talks about that frequency being in your seventh aura, about 3 feet around your body, which is where she hears the essence of a soul, right? That's interesting. That you've got it right there. But I feel it at the base of my spine. I think of your soul note as the root chakra, that place where you're peace. It's like the home note of the key of you, right? Your soul note. So that's very cool, to really access the frequency of your soul. But ultimately, it's about higher consciousness is really to go to that place where you're one with the universe, right? Now, when you're one with the universe, you're in theta. So if you play theta at your rhythm, which is like around 4 to 8 cycles per second, is 4 to 8 cycles per second, whoa, 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 and you get into your rhythm, that can entrain you into that zone where people are one with the universe. Although the other way is to tune into just more than one thing at a time. More than one thing at a time tunes you into or aligns your brain into the frequency of theta. You know, like more than one sound in a musical mix where you're hearing them all simultaneously. All the sparkles on the water, you know, even all the leaves on a tree. Or a landscape, a view. That's why we love views. But also just setting your intention to be able to access this place of oneness. Tom Kenyon has a recording with called A Ethos that is actually very cool for accessing this state of oneness. That's very helpful. So that's the ultimate to, when we do a lot of meditations in the classes to access this state. And a lot of it, I mean, even just listening to gong or crystal bowls can be really effective to get you in that blissful state where you tap into the universal consciousness that is. Okay, that's very, very cool. It's really about, you know, reconnecting to source energy and to God. I mean, it's what we're talking about, reconnecting to God, because we are God. And God is, I think of God as all frequencies in the universe. It's every frequency there is, because God is everything, right? So if you tune into all frequencies, I've got a meditation in the interactive book where we do that, all frequencies at the same time. It's very cool. Now, there's many other ways of looking at consciousness. One is, you know, so every one of these that I've been talking about is not about raising your vibration. It's about stability, stable vibrations physically, stable vibrations that are creating stable rhythms mentally, stable vibrations as opposed to fear, anxiety, you know, stress. We're running love and gratitude, compassion. Those are all the higher emotions that are associated with vowels, which are like, right? Or running all of, or connecting to that stable vibration of your soul, or connecting to all frequencies in the universe at once, which is where you're one with everything. And in that state, it's the most peaceful, calm, still state of all. When you're tuned into the whole universe, there's profound peace. I mean, really profound. And again, when you're in that state, most people report that you actually, there's indescribable love there, which is also the most profoundly stable and still vibration there is. What's also cool is to, when you're in this still and stable, any still and stable vibration, any of the ones we're talking about, it's the best place to deal with any challenges and conflicts. Because challenges and conflicts, the definition of them is chaotic or unstable. It's a waveform that breaks down your body, right? The ones that don't break down your body are the stable ones. Not only do they not break down your body, they actually resonate that stability into your system, which makes you even higher and more peaceful. Okay. But then there is a component of high vibration that different spiritual leaders talk about. I've talked to quite a few people that say that high vibration in the consciousness realm, in the spiritual realm, is important, right? And it's really, although I would say that even more important is doing high and low and middle, doing all frequencies at the same time. I still think that's the best. But let me demonstrate, okay? So, you know, I was told by the psychic that I was supposed to bring in the ninth octave on the planet. And I thought, how the hell am I going to do that? And then it came to me when I was in a really sacred place to actually just, like, I think of the root chakra at the base of my spine, then the crown chakra up above my head. And that's a very high frequency. It's the seventh, that's the seventh octave, right? And then if you walk up from note by note from the seventh octave like this, up to the eighth octave, and then note by note, you won't hear this. You can just go with me etherically. Up to the ninth octave, note by note, okay? But then walk up note by note to the 10th octave. Oh, my God, we're talking 10,000 hertz. We're way up there now. Walk on up to the 11th octave, 12th, oh, wow, 13th. 14th. It's hard to make, even keep track above 11 for me. All the way up to the 18th octave. Super high frequency. I mean, we're talking 100,000 hertz. It's hard to even imagine, you know. But if you walk up note by note, you can access it. You can get there. And so what I visualize is that's – oh, let me backtrack. So a lot – I've heard a lot of spiritual leaders say that those higher octaves are higher dimensions. Some of those dimensions, like maybe I think the 12th is where archangels live, or certain – and aliens are in certain dimensions – certain octaves of these higher frequencies. And the higher you go, the more – the higher your consciousness. It gets higher and higher. So we're talking simply walking up the scale higher and higher and higher. We're not going into electromagnetism. We're walking up sound-wise to higher and higher frequencies. There's – I know people even say that some of those high frequencies – are very specific to specific beings as well, or states of consciousness. And so you can think of that as raising your consciousness. But this is the coolest, and it's back to all frequencies at the same time. You could visualize like a sphere at the core of the earth, which is the root chakra. And a larger sphere around that, still inside the earth, which is the second chakra. The third chakra is bigger yet, a sphere bigger yet. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chakra is at the surface of the earth. So seven concentric spheres inside the earth, which are all the chakras. And then the eighth chakra is just, you know, maybe 100 yards up above the earth, and a little higher, maybe double that, is the seventh chakra. I haven't thought exactly how high, but the seventh is up in the atmosphere a little bit. And then the eighth is way up in the atmosphere. The ninth is way up. I mean, we go all the way up to the ionosphere, and we got the whole 18 spheres, right? So you can visualize these 18 spheres around our Earth. Now, visualize a tube going from the core of the earth through these 18 spheres to the central sun, which makes it be a torus. So we got a cylinder of clear light going up to the central sun, to the core of the earth, and coming off of that are 18 spheres, which are the 18 dimensions of all reality in our universe, right? And now run love through all of that. Run love from your heart, from the core of the earth, through all of these 18 concentric spheres are all around the earth. Okay? All at the same time, all 18 dimensions at the same time, from the lowest frequency, the root chakra of the earth and us, to the highest frequency of the highest dimension in the universe, in this reality, all at once, 18 different levels. Okay, run love through it all. I can't even think of a sound because it's 18 different frequencies. Just run love through it all. Wow. Not only are we, am I getting really high, but it's like really, this is really profound for the planet. Okay. Now, hold that visual of this love running through all dimensions on our planet. And we're going to add the energy of enlightenment. So we're going to play a song called Enlightenment that was created with the energy of enlightenment, and run that energy through these 18 dimensions surrounding the planet. okay, let's go ahead and listen to enlightenment and run that energy.
Thank you.
all in this state of consciousness all the time. Hold this energy for the rest of the weekend, the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening. Take care.